Behind the Chair on Talk About in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, a very warm welcome to Emma, who has just joined us in studio. How are you, Emma?
I'm great, Deirdre. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, listen, tell me, first of all, is it a busy time of year for hairdressers?
Yeah, it would be a busy time. I suppose a lot are kind of just preparing for going on holidays, you know, and it comes down to, like, how can they protect their hair throughout, I suppose, the more heated countries, even though we have fabulous heat out there at the moment. But it's a lot of that preparing and just people just in general getting their hair done. We do see kind of a bit of a dip sometimes because now school holidays are setting in. So you'd have a lot of people going on holidays that, like, you know, you can get a couple of weeks that can be a bit calmer. But then it's always a continuous flow really as well.
And since you mentioned holidays and We also were talking earlier about the humidity and the high temperature warning. I presume that high temperatures and humidity can play havoc with our hair.
Absolutely, yeah. So obviously, I suppose us have Caucasian hair, so like that's a European type of a thing. So like humidity obviously is quite high, so the humidity in our hair is going to be higher as well. And that's where we would always emphasise that to keep your hair hydrated. Not alone obviously keep our bodies hydrated with water, but just the products that are going to keep our hair hydrated while in this heat, you know, covering up, having protective oils and creams, you know, that you can put on your hair, covering it up with a hat, you know, so there's loads of different things depending on where you are.
Mm. And there's a lot of myths as well about how the sun can affect your hair. I remember hearing one time, whether it's right or not, that you shouldn't get your hair coloured before you go on a sun holiday because it can affect it.
Well, it would kind of, I suppose, discolour it really, you know, especially if you're not covering it up or you're not using anything protective on the hair while in the sun. So we would always suggest that first, if a person does need their hair done before they go on holidays. We tend to not do it on highlights. We would also kind of just suggest like a toner so that it's just, you know, it's keeping it clean. It's not going anyway brassy, that then you can have it done when you come home and it's nice and fresh, you know, with a bit of tan and all that kind of stuff. But it's not that I wouldn't say you can't have it done. It's just more that you need to take a bit more precaution if you've had it done freshly, because I know we've talked about it before. Colour is quite active in the hair after having it done. So up to about 48 hours after you actually having your colour done, the colour is still active. So we would always kind of suggest like not getting it done the day before. Or like we would kind of say maybe a week before, you know, that at least it's settled. But there's loads of things, there's loads of products there that you can bring on holidays. We do it with hair extensions as well. These are kind of things that have to be maintained while in the heat. Because especially with blonde extensions, for example, they tend to lose their colour. So, you know, there is a product which Colour Wow, it's a dream filter. So it helps move any impurities in the hair, you know, with chlorine, sun creams, you know, there's all that kind of stuff, especially for people away. And it'll just help them from discolouring, really. So not alone is that on hair extensions, but that's on any type of colour, hair or hair extensions, really.
Now, what about swimming in the sea, swimming in a pool where there's a lot of chlorine? Those are things I would imagine that could play havoc with the condition of your hair.
Well, not even the condition. It's more actually the fade. And like if the hair is anyway dry, it can actually just grab onto chlorine and seawater. So that's why we would always suggest putting a barrier on the hair before you get in, really. So it's kind of nearly creating like a cling film on the hair, but it's also protecting it. So we would always recommend something of a moisture range. There I go again, all about hydrating it. So we would always suggest like spraying a moisture product into the hair beforehand, plaiting it into the hair or just covering it. But we would always recommend as well like a swimming cap, whether it's in the sea or in the pool, because at least you're having it covered in one sort of way, but you're also keeping the condition sealed in as well.
Okay, and I would imagine the chlorine in particular is bad for your hair, is it?
Well, yeah, and like you can have that bit of discolouring that you see, that subtle green kind of coming through. So that's where we'd recommend that they either do that Colour Wow Dream Filter at home, or salons have like in salon ranges that we can do as well. You know, like we have these lovely mud masks that we can actually put on. So it means that we're just cleaning out any buildup in the hair. K18 have the same. There's loads of different products out there and brands that do things like this, you know. So it is something that we do suggest before colour service if there are people that swim a lot, if they're in the sun a lot, you know, if they're, say, as I said, swimming. So that could be obviously in the sea or in swimming pools. So there's so many things. So like, I would always kind of push to ask your stylist about these products. You know, something is great to prep the hair before you have a colour, that it's not grabbing, because it can happen sometimes. If the hair is slightly dehydrated, it's not being maintained, people tend to say, oh, but my hair now on the ends looks darker. But that's the reason why. It's because it's not being maintained properly. So we need to keep the condition in that all the time. So there is so much out there, and there are so many questions that can be asked.
Exactly. And speaking of questions, a quick reminder to listeners, if you do have anything you'd like to ask Emma about hair, whether it's your scalp, your hair colour, your hair style, whatever it is, maybe styling products, do send the queries into us on 083 300 3300. We'll come to this one. First of all, Emma, this listener says, my granddaughter, who's 16, has an eating disorder. She's much better now. However, her hair is falling out. Can you please ask Emma, is there anything we can do about that?
Yeah, so that is something, like, look, it comes with all different types of situations, whether it's eating disorders or menopause or, you know, shock to the system. Hair loss, unfortunately, is something that comes kind of hand in hand with all of these, because your body goes into a state of shock. We've heard of there, like with studies done the last couple of months, people on, say, Ozempic or Mounjaro, you know, tend to lose their hair as well. So it's all just this shock to the body. But by all means, you can go on a hair loss prevention program that will allow the hair to come back, and it will stop. Like, basically it's like a Baraka boost, so it's actually helping the hair not fall out any further. So there's so many different ranges out there, and it's all just about rebuilding it, and it will come back. It's only that at the moment the body is in such a state of shock. So there's Keemin range, there's Actinaca range, there's the Alpha Perf range. There is so many ranges out there now, and different price points for what people can afford, that this will help this young girl as well.
And you could, I presume, if she were to have a consultation with yourself, you'd be able to point her in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can just see, you know, the extent of it and what we can do. And like that, even part of the whole hair loss, like we would do the oxygen services, you know, just to give that young girl a boost as well, and know that the hair can come back. But these are all preventatives, just so that we can actually stop it and catch it.
Now, you might remind people who are not familiar, you mentioned the oxygen services.
Oh, yeah.
Just for people who don't know what that is.
Yeah, so it's a machine that actually sprays 96.4% pure oxygen, but we also have these little vials of liquid that we can pour in depending on the scalp situation. We have seen serious results with it, even within 3 and 4 weeks of actually the hair being done. Once a week, say, with this oxygen and the liquid included, you can see the fuller look coming back. You can see a bit of growth stimulating again. But it's literally down to just having a hair plan and a hair routine with it, and sticking to it as well. Some might take a bit longer than others, but we try our best. And like that, I can only go so far on my education of it. And if I see fit that, like, I can only go to a certain point, then I would recommend, say, trichology specialists and things like that as well.
Very good. And now we've a question from a Tralee caller who says, Deirdre, my hair is a short bob, light brown in colour, and I find I have to redo my root colour every 4 weeks. Have you any suggestions for covering the grey? So I'm taking from that she doesn't want to be going getting her colour done
every 4 weeks. Yeah. So unfortunately, that depends on the person's own regrowth, really. If it tends to have quite quick regrowth, there's nothing, unfortunately, that can be done unless you want to use, say, the touch-up powders. So Colour Wow have these. They look like eyeshadows for all the world. I actually recommend them more than actually like the root touch-up sprays, you know, the L'Oreal ones. Just find that with people, they get very irritated scalps in them because they're quite heavy of a spray. Whereas the powder, being like an eyeshadow, it just tends to cover it up a small bit. That's something I would do, just to even try and stretch it to even 6 weeks, you know, so you don't want to obviously be building it up. But unfortunately, if the growth is that quick, there is nothing you can do about it, unless if you can ask the can the colour be applied a bit thicker, you know, that it might tend to actually go in a bit further. Sometimes application with things can actually be a bit faded looking, so you have to be very careful in the quantity of colour that you're actually applying, so that you know you're going to get a full coverage on it as well. So it depends, is this lady kind of starting to go a small bit resistant that she's not getting that much time out of it? You know, there's loads of different things, but that's just kind of, there's a couple of different, I suppose, options and different scenarios really in that.
Exactly. Now, a listener says, will you ask Emma, are seaweed baths good for your hair?
I only know seaweed baths been good for the body, but I would imagine like they do stimulate everything, because obviously the seaweed baths are there to stimulate the body and, you know, to ground it. And aren't they quite good for like lymphatic drainage and things? So like things like the hydration in the body and stuff. So I wouldn't disagree with them either. Like, I'm quite into all that stuff myself, but I've never really heard about it for the hair, so I can't comment too much on it.
I can tell you though that seaweed baths do make your skin feel incredibly soft, and they make your hair feel incredibly soft.
Yeah,
as well.
So like, obviously they're a pure product as well, so like anything that's like cold processed, I suppose, in a way, it's like 100% pure, so like anything like that is going to help. But I suppose you just have to make sure that it's not going to leave a build up on the hair either, or a coating on the hair. So that's where I'd be looking at as well. That would be my only little tweak with it, but I've never done it myself, as in the seaweed. So
You have to try a seaweed bath.
I try everything else, but
you have to try a seaweed bath.
But yeah, that's the only way I can answer that one, to be honest.
We've a listener from North Kerry who is wondering, would you be able to recommend a good over-the-counter hair mask that I could put on some quiet night when I'm watching telly?
I don't really, I suppose, recommend anything over the counter, because I don't know a whole pile of it. Especially, I suppose, in my profession, it's all our own retail and professional products that we use, and that's what we recommend. But to be honest, like, people are afraid of coming into salons and buying hair masks and things because of price. They're not that expensive for the amount of time you're getting out. Like, I have different ranges of masks in the salon, anything between, like, say, 18 to 24 euros, which is quite, like, cheap really, but for something that's going to stretch a long way. Whereas you're going into a shop bought and it's just more watery, so like you're going to use a lot more of it and you're going to end up buying a lot more. Now there is one brand, and I know that it has been designed by a hairdresser, and it is shop bought, but it's just the fact that I like her as a hairdresser, and I like, you know, I watch her a lot myself on social media, and I feel she's a bit of an influence, is the brand Voodoo's. You can buy that over the counter in shops.
Voodoo,
yeah. Other than that, I wouldn't be recommending anything from the shops, to be honest.
Okay. Now, by the way, in terms of a hair mask, I presume that's something, it's like a face mask, you just put it on your hair and leave it.
Yeah, so there's loads of different ones. You can get 3-minute miracle ones, you can get ones that can go on the hair for 5 to 15 minutes. And I think a trick that people don't do at home, and we would tend to do it a lot in the salon, is when you put your hair mask on, you're obviously applying it onto wet hair. So you've shampooed your hair twice, you're applying your mask on, you comb it through and you make sure that it's evenly distributed through the hair. But a great way of getting heat into it and letting it absorb, I suppose, a bit better, because the cuticle is obviously still open, is wetting a towel down and popping it into the microwave for about 30 to 60 seconds. The heat of that, then you can wrap your hair up in the towel until the towel goes cold, and then you can actually rinse it out. Now, some people tend to leave them in overnight. I don't suggest that. Like, I would rinse it out after the 15 minutes max, depending on what brand it is. But what the heat is doing is allowing everything to swell, so it's allowing the treatment to penetrate in more into the hair, and like that, you're still going to be rinsing it out, but it does feel amazing afterwards.
And you can put a towel into a microwave.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a great trick, actually. Yeah. Yeah. You just heat it up and apply it on. So it's great. Yeah. It feels like a real spa kind of feeling as well.
Oh, very good.
Steam. Yeah.
That sounds like a plan now for some night this week.
Yeah.
I have to get a minute to myself. Yeah. Emma, we'll take a break. We've more questions for you. And a quick reminder, you can phone your question through as well. Mary's taking the calls today on 066 712 3666. Stylist Emma Quirk is staying with us and we'll have more with her after these.
Talk about on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Open for lunch, early bird, evening dining and takeaway. Treat yourself to the finest food and the warmest hospitality at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Behind the Chair on Talk About, in association with emmacorkhair.com.
Now, Emma, our next question is from a 71-year-old female. She says she has a receding hairline and her hair is getting very thin. Would you have any advice for her?
Like that's something, Deirdre, I would have to see in person, just to see like how the receding is going, whether we can salvage it or is it just something that comes with age, unfortunately. So those kind of things I would have to see in person before I can really comment on it. And then if we can do something about it and we feel that we can bring it back, then that's when we would recommend a plan.
Okay, so there's no one size fits
no,
all?
No, unfortunately not, because receding can be so many different things. You know, it can be just a gentle hair loss or it can be a severe hair loss, you know. So everyone varies, so that's something that we have to look at under the camera.
And speaking of people losing their hair, by and large when people undergo chemotherapy, we'll say, for cancer treatment, it nearly always does grow back.
Yeah, with chemo it does, because with chemo it's actually still the only sitting under the surface level of the scalp, whereas at radium it's hit quite harder, so it actually tends to attack the hair follicles. So that's why we would always say go back to your consultant, you know, like at least 6 months after treatment to see can you colour your hair. Some advise it, some don't, you know, it depends on the severity of the chemo as well. Same with the radium, but it tends to come back. It comes back quite fine, but it comes back extremely curly on most people actually, but the texture changes over time. So we just recommend that they keep their scalps clean and treated and just allow the growth and just to go with it really.
Okay. Listener says, Deirdre, will you ask Emma, can she recommend a hair barrier for swimming and how often would you use it?
So you would use it every time you're swimming, really. So there's loads of different things. So Alfa have like a summer range. They have really nice oils and milks that you can actually apply onto the hair. And you can spray them on quite frequently every time you get in and out of the water, especially the oil. That or like a moisture spray, like leave-in spray, that you can apply on the hair before you get into the water as well. And like I said, you can put this on every time. You don't have to, like, it doesn't have to be you put it on today when you're going into the water and don't put it on tomorrow going into the water. You're putting it on consistently so that you're not allowing a day to dip in it, really, to be honest.
Now, this is from Dora. She says she has long, very frizzy hair, which goes all puffy when she tries to blow dry it. She says, I can't get it to sit down no matter what I do. Would Emma have advice on how to blow dry it and what products to put on first?
Yeah, so 11 Australia have actually a really nice one. And if Dora is actually on social media, there's videos on my Instagram page at the moment and actually on Facebook. But it's about our Smooth Me Now range. Unbelievable for humidity and frizz in the hair. There's a lovely styling product that you can apply in and blow dry into the hair with that range also, and a serum. If that's something you want, then I would go with something like that. Or else with Colour Wow, they have a dream coat. So they have two in that range. So they have one with extra strength, and then they also have just a standard one. So if the hair is long and quite frizzy and the way it goes puffy, this will help like lessen the drying time, but also it's heat activated, so you have to dry it into the hair. But a good trick, and I think we spoke about this before, is about having a nozzle on your hairdryer and allowing the air just to be followed in one way instead of actually having no nozzle and the air blasting everywhere. So the whole idea of having the nozzle on the dryer is that you can follow the hair in the direction you want it to dry. So I'm all about catching the hair at the ends and giving it a slight tug from the root and just actually drying the hair downwards. And the reason for that is you're closing the cuticles, and the cuticle, you're sealing it off. And I would show that to my clients a lot, because they find that when they dry their hair, they're like, it's always still frizzy, but it's about the direction. So it's like, if you can imagine you're sitting on the chair in front of your stylist and the stylist is actually blow drying your hair downwards, that's exactly what you need to do with your fingers or using a brush. But what you're doing is actually closing everything downwards.
And is it better to use a round brush or a paddle brush or what?
Everyone has their own preference, to be honest. You know, I have some people that like vent brushes, I have some people that like paddle brushes, some people just can control a round brush. Majority of people be like, I can't do that round brush, my hair keeps getting tangled in it. But I'm all for, like, if you can actually just use your hands, like, even just dry it down, off you go. You can give it a quick lick after, like, through the ends with the straighteners. But I think your main thing is that if you can get it as smooth as possible, drying it yourself without any brushes, then you're away in a hack. But it's always, I suppose, so important, even with all of these, that make sure that your products have heat protectors.
Oh, a built-in heat protector.
Well, yeah, so like there's an oil by Alpha Parf, the Cristalli liquid, that actually has a heat protector actually built into it. Or you can actually buy just heat protection sprays that you can apply on. So you've done obviously all your drying and then you can just spray it on before you put any, say, like curling tongs or straighteners or any sort of a thing like that on it.
Okay, a listener from Lixnaw wants to know, is the GHD really better than other cheaper hair straighteners? Is it worth investing in one?
It's worth investing in one if you are going to be using a heat protector. There is no temperature gauge on the GHD, but the GHD is marked at 230 degrees, which is quite high. I'm a GHD girl, to be honest. It would take a lot for me to find something else that would match it. Don't get me wrong, I've tried other straighteners. Hot Tools have another one. You can actually change your temperature gauge on that one, which is quite good. And people like to have it a bit lower, but I suppose if you're using, it doesn't matter what straightener you're using and what price you're going to pay. What comes down to it is that you're protecting your hair when you're using it.
Yeah, this is it. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And I presume as well, when you are blow drying or indeed straightening your hair, small bits of it, I think people take big chunks.
Yeah, and I think, and they expect it to dry. That's fine for a hairdresser to take, or sorry, a hair dryer. It's fine for a hairdresser to take big sections in the hair because we're used to blow drying all the time. But we always say, like, little, you'll be very surprised to get through the blow dry a lot quicker. And as well, a big trick is taking out as much water out of your hair before you even start properly drying it. So like blast drying off the hair like nearly to 80% before you section it off to do the rest of, you know, the styling or whatever. Removing that water out of the hair is the best thing you could possibly do.
It'll sit down.
And yeah, and it lessens your time of drying. But also if people find that they feel like they're drying their hair for ages, we've talked a couple of different products within the range of the Colour Wow range today, but they also have a product called Speed Dry. It lessens your blow drying time by 30%. It is the biggest game changer that any person should have on their dressing table, to be honest.
Speed Dry,
yeah, by Colour Wow. Yeah.
Now, a lady phoned on the subject of seaweed bats, which we were talking about earlier. She said seaweed bats are very good for you. They have a very high concentration of iodine, especially in September, which is the best month to have one. So now.
Yeah, I actually only heard that during the week, actually, about the iodine, yeah.
So there you go. Emma, before we let you go, loads of people want to know where you're located and how to contact you.
So I am located just outside Tralee, and my contact number is 085-873-7693. You can call or send a text or leave a voicemail and we will get back to you. We are extremely busy the next couple of weeks. I think I'm about six weeks in advance booked out at the moment, so it's quite mental. So we do ask the people, we will get back to them ASAP. I only work Wednesday to Saturday, so I try Mondays and Tuesdays as much as I can to get back to people. But we will get you in as soon as we can.
Very good. Emma, great to talk to you.
You
Thank
too,
you
dear.
So much.
Thank you
for
too.